As you drive down Seven Hills Road towards the Rowlands Village through the rolling green hills, it's hard to believe this place has such a dark history. But for many, it does. It used to be the Rowlands Mission, and from the early 40s to the 70s, about 500 children of the stolen generation were taken away from their families and sent here. Les Wollum, the executive officer of the village, and Sid Jackson, an AFL legend and ambassador of the village, are two of the people who spent their childhood here. I went to the village to catch up with Sid and Les, and they told me their stories and memories of the mission as children.
My connection to the village and Rowlands itself is it's a pretty long story, like many other kids, I suppose. A lot of the kids were taken from north to the south and ended up here in the Rowlands village. My two sisters went to two other institutions and I ended up here at Rowlands.
And how old were you when you came here?
Around about 4 years old and stayed here till I was just on 15 and a half, 16 before I left.
What are your memories of the place?
For me, it was mostly good. I see it as a situation where I had nothing I couldn't do much about. I was here, so I tried to make the most of it, I suppose, when I was growing up. And the other part was, I suppose, for some, was traumatic, taken from their parents, wondering where their parents were, and that sort of thing. So it was a mixed bag of kids that were here.
Do you remember much from before you came here?
No, not at all. Found out many years through getting my birth certificate that I was born in the Laverton Leonora area, and that's where the journey started of tracing back my family history and how I come to be here.
And you've obviously become a famous, successful footballer. Do you think that your time spent here helped to shape you and make you the person that you became?
Yeah, whether you like it or not, through the system here, you had taught you some disciplines of everyday life, especially with responsibility with the chores you had to do here and maintaining the place. I think that was the structure, and playing football here as a kid with a lot of other kids with one or two footballs that built the skills up, and that gave you the opportunity to play within the town of Bunbury, who spotted you and then gave you a chance, and that's where your career took off, in my football career anyway, took off and gave me a chance to go to Perth itself, then from there to Melbourne.
Yeah, I was brought here as a four-year-old and left as a 15-year-old, so spent quite a bit of time here, obviously. I was one of those kids who had a mixed experience, I suppose, here, which most did, where you had your good times, also your sad times, and I actually ran away from this place a few times. Last time I went, as a 15-year-old, they decided to let me keep going, and I wasn't brought back, except here, which, strange enough, I've come back here as managing the place now.
So what made you come back here?
Just committed. Commitment, as with a lot of us. There's a lot of others here too. We're putting a lot of work in here to make sure that we got the place working the way that we want it to work. We want to make it into a more positive place to what it was seen by lots of other people previously. We could see the potential of the place, what it can do. Particularly for our future generations, the young ones.
Despite its dark past, the village is now being transformed into a place of healing and education, as Les explains.
The vision of the committee is pretty much to see this as a very active and interactive place, but also a place that can create a lot of opportunities for our young Aboriginal people. And basically it's a place that people can come and visit and stay, particularly those ex-mission children. There's obviously the opportunities for training for the young ones, which we've been doing through our respect training programs, and also the new training, the Outback Cafe training that we'll be starting in a few weeks' time.
As we walk around the village, you can see the hard work that Les, Sid and many others have been doing. There are old mud brick cottages sitting right next to newly renovated housing. The possibilities for Rowlands Village seem to be endless.
We've saved all the buildings, every one of them, which is good. There's a two-bedroom unit up one end, but yep. Up this end here, it's a strength and fitness or health and fitness centre. Yep. And the young people identified that and said that's the one we'd like to fit out for the health and fitness. And it's also now become the Red Dust Healing building as well. So anybody, individuals can come out here, doesn't matter who. It's open to the public. They could go walk the trails once we've completed those. Yep. Come back here and relax in a sauna and walk trails. Been working with people like Cultural Corridors to get the trail established from here up to Honeymoon Pool and our own internal trail as well. We want to try and get as much produce as possible out of here so that when we get the training academy going and all our catering, is that we are using as much as the local produce as possible and growing chicken or chooks out here and other produce. Like the creek line, our main creek line, our dam is up here, right at the back of that hill, which provides the water to the village and the farm. But right down along that creek, there's so many points that you can put small dams for marine right along.